This is a collection of monologues I wrote and performed for Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. They all share a common theme. The theme is leadership. The first is called Life is But a Dream. In 1992, at 10 years old, I ran for fifth grade class president. The beginning of my speech was compromised by a good deal of nervous microphone adjusting. I was shorter than the other candidates and I spoke last. And as the only hopeful who had not thought to promise an increase in the number of soda and candy machines in the halls, I tried unsuccessfully to tack it on to the end of my speech. This came across in present terms as an insincere and bumbling payment of lip service to serious economic woes. A short time after losing that election, I realized two things. Not only did that year's class president fail to make the vending machines flow freely, but also, the office of class president had no authority to promise such things in the first place. I never ran for office again, but I sat in assembly after assembly throughout the remainder of middle, junior, and high school listening to good-looking, popular people vow to get more pizza in the lunchroom, half days, straight A's for all, longer lunches, and longer study halls. Fewer pop quizzes and tests, more crazy half Fridays, all the while going, yay, but thinking, yeah, right, but going, yay, with everyone else all the same. Sometimes if their parents could afford it, the political hopefuls had their minions handing out bags of candy as you went into the assembly or tossing it out from the stage. I remember seeing near 18-year-olds who would vote in the U.S. presidential election the following year diving to the floor to catch a full-size Snickers bar. I could look back and think, I can't believe our parents and our teachers let us behave that way, let us believe the democracy was like that, that you could collect candy, for example, in enormous quantities and use it to stand in as a hollow promise for freedom and happiness and prosperity and a general sense of ease, without having the authority to promise any such things in the first place. What if I had made it rain back then? What if I had taken out a week's worth of lunch money and just made it rain on my fifth grade class and said, that is candy from the future. In the future, that will mean roughly the same thing to you that this does right now, but it will be a lot harder to get, and instead of landing softly on the ground, it will float above your head just out of reach, and you will be in a perpetual state of looking up. Or what if I had played a super cool song we all remembered from a time that felt better for some reason, and said to my fifth grade audience, remember how it used to be? Well, you can have all the crazy hat Fridays you want. Thinker with sunburn. I am on the beach, nude, thinking of Rodin's The Thinker. But if I took the pose of Rodin's The Thinker now, the smooth nude marble presentation would be crisscrossed with thick, red, angry geometric lines. See, I am not a thinking woman's thinker. I am not a representative of poetry and intellect, but a twisted meat sack bested by the thoughtless sun. Stripped of my zinc oxide by the plastic-cluttered ocean, I greased up my beach towel at the gates of hell with the angry spit of the sea. Oh, I thought, never mind the protective goo, this will make a sick base tan, and then I fried like a dry worm on the street. But what justice the sun has done me as I lie beneath it. The thinker. Not viewed from below like a sculpted god, but from far above, I am dwarfed by volcanoes laughing and spitting at the joke of me. I am a statue, molded by an unseen hand that can destroy me with or without will. And yet, I go on, feeding a beast that thrives on neglect, pondering the universe and drinking a club soda. And I smoked a little weed to deal with the sunburn and these feelings. By God, I had to, and came upon a sick deer and its baby pulling over a plastic trash can. Could I restore order to this tiny world and myself and deer and baby deer and bags of trash and squamous cells gathering and knotted sea town plastic bag of stinking brown beans. I ripped open that bag and let that bald, mangy, bean-crazy deer eat beans, lest it bite me, lest it eat bag with beans and die, lest I disturb the balance in an unbalanced world, lest I make primordial mistakes every minute of every day. And I think, oh, I think we will need to do things differently when it comes to dealing with the trash and the wrath of the sun. The King of Hugs. I had a daydream that I had become the King of Hugs. I wore fine clothes and a cape, and I spoke in a deep, warm,
kingly voice, and I ruled with hugs. Not hugs like currency. I held court giving hugs. Hugs, I say, hugs for all. And all my subjects came to me in my court for these hugs, and we gave them the hugs, just the right kind of hugs they needed to get. And in turn, my subjects hugged one another.
And the world was rounder and smaller and braver and good.